Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yedzayin Amud Aleph, the second line, Tan Rabbanon. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Yom Tov Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. So when Yom Tov falls down on Shabbos, so how do we say the middle bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei? We have the same regular first three brachos, Magen Avraham, Mechai, Meisa, Menata, Kaddish, the same regular last three, Avaida, Moedim, and Sim Shalom. The Shaila is, the middle bracha, usually on Shabbos has its own bracha, Yom Tov has its own bracha. When Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide, so how do we do it? Beishami Aimrim Mispal Shmaina. You add in two middle brachas, and you have an eight bracha Shmoneh Esrei. Vaimer Shal Shabbos Bifnei Atzma, Vishal Yom Tov Bifnei Atzma. Shabbos and Yom Tov, they each get their own bracha. Beisal Aimrim Mispal Sheva, then no, you only add in one middle bracha. You'd have in seven brachas total. Maschavel Shal Shabbos. And that middle bracha, you start off discussing Shabbos, umesayim b'shal Shabbos, and you conclude that bracha talking about Shabbos, v'aymer kedusha sayayim b'emtza, and then you mention Yom Tov in the middle of the bracha. Rabbi Aymer, a third shita, that no, af chaysim b'mekadesh Shabbos v'yisrov v'azmanim, that no, you also end off the bracha, and you mention Yom Tov in the conclusion of the bracha. Tani Tana Kamed Ravina Mekadesh Yisrael Vashabis Azmanim. That the Nusach he said is to be, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mekadesh Yisrael, who are Mekadesh Shabbos Vazmanim. And Amar Lei, so Ravina said to the Tana that Nusach is incorrect, because Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadeshi Lei. It's Klal Yisrael Mekadesh Shabbos, Vashabbos Mekadesh Vakaimo. Shabbos is holy by itself. It doesn't involve any Kiddush HaChodesh or anything, any role from our part. Every seventh day is Shabbos no matter what. Ella ema mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael v'azmanim. So rather, what you should say is that Hashem is mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael, and Yisrael is mekadesh zmanim. Because Yom Tov, that's taka talu in us. We make it Rosh Chodesh, which ultimately determines when Yom Tov will be. And I'm Rabbi Yosef Halacha Karebi. You could atar tzervina. That's taka the halacha like Rabbi that you conclude the middle bracha discussing Shabbos and Yom Tov, and like Ravina's nusach that we just mentioned. Tan Rabbanon, Shabbos Shechol Yais Rosh Chodesh or B'chol Shomayit, when Shabbos coincides with Rosh Chodesh Shechol Omayit, so Arvis V'Shachar So Mincha Mispalul Sheva. So when it comes to Mariv Shachar So Mincha, so you have in the regular Shabbos seven brachos Shmoneh Esrei. Va'Imer Meina Ma'ir Ba'Avoda. And you mention Yalav Yavoi, and you mention Rosh Chodesh and Cholomayit. You mention that during the bracha of Avaida, during the bracha of Ritzei. V'mlay Amer Mechzir Naisai. And if you forget it, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer Bahida. Similar idea. Also, you daven the regular Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, the seven bracha Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. And you mention Yalav Yavoi, Rosh Chodesh, and Yalav Yavoi. Just Rabbi Eliezer holds that Yalav Yavoi is said in Maidim. So Machlek Estam, in general, if Yalav Yavoi is said in Ritzei or in Maidim. But they both say that when it comes to Shachar Mincha and Mariv, so you daven the regular Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, and then you just say Yalav Yavai later on in Shmoneh Esrei. Ube Musafin, when it comes to Musaf, so then you daven the seven bracha Shmoneh Esrei, but it's not the regular Shabbos one, rather that middle bracha, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, the Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, you start off and you conclude the bracha, mentioning Shabbos, Va'aymer Kedusha Sayyayim Be'emtza, and then you also throw in and you mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle of that bracha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oz, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, they both say that no, kol makom shehuzka kasheva, any time you have to say seven brachos, that means even by Mariv, Shachar Semincha, by all the tefillahs, just like you said by Musaf, that's what you do also by Shachar Semincha Mariv. Mascha b'shal Shabbos, umesayim b'shal Shabbos, the middle bracha, you start off and conclude discussing Shabbos, v'aymer kedusha sayayim be'emtza, and you mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle of that middle bracha. You don't say Yalav Yavoi at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. I'm Ravuna, Lamaisa says Ravuna, that ain't halacha kaisa zug, the halacha is not like that, rather the halacha is, like we mentioned earlier in the beginning, that when it comes to Shachas Mincha Mariv, so then you say Yalav Yavai, only when it comes to Musaf, so then you don't say Yalav Yavai, and instead you mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle of the middle bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. I'm Rav Chiya Barash Yamarav, Maniach Adam Eruvei Tchumen, Binyav Tov L'Chaveirai, Umasne. A person can make an Erev Tchumen from one day of Yom Tov to the next, and he can make it tonight, meaning he wants to go on Shabbos to go to a shir. So on each day of Yom Tov, a two-day Yom Tov, let's say, is Thursday and Friday. So on Thursday and Friday, on each day, he should put down an Erev Tchumen, and he should make it tonight, that only if today is a chol. If today is a weekday, so then I'm making the Erev Tchumen. And then Mimanev Shach, one of the days, Yom Tov is only a suffix, the fact that we keep 2 days, one of those days is a weekday, and Mamela, then he has an Erev Tchumen. So that's what Rav said. Amar Rava, Rav said, same idea about Erev Tavshilin. Maniach Adam Eruvei Tavshilin Yom Tov V'Chaverei Umasna. Same idea. A person could make an Erev Tavshilin even on Yom Tov. I'm making this tonight, and then Mimanavshach, he could cook on that Friday for Shabbos. So now says the Gemara that Nan Da Amar Eruvei Tachumen. Rav who said this halacha about Erev Tachumen. So Kol Shekin Eruvei Tavshilin. All the more so, he would allow you to make an Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov. Erev Tchumen was a bigger chiddush because it involves doing something which looks like you're making a kinyan. When you make an Erev Tchumen, you're setting up that's your place of residence. It seems like you're making a kinyan. So if he allowed that, Kol Shekin, he would allow Erev Tavshilin. Uman da Amer Ruvei Tavshilin, Rava, who said that you could do this with Erev Tavshilin, Aval Eruvei Tchumen Loi. But when it comes to Erev Tchumen, so then you are not allowed to do this. My taima, why? Delamikne Shvisa b'Shabbat Loi, because you can't be Koine Shvisa. You can't set up your place of residence on Shabbos, meaning on Yom Tov. And the reason the Rashi explains is because it looks like you're making a kinyan. Tan Rabbanon ein oifen miyom tov v'chaveri. You're not allowed to bake from one day of Yom Tov for the following day. The following day might be a weekday. It's Sveika D'Yayma. So therefore, you can't cook on from one day in general. Anytime there's a two-day Yom Tov, you can't cook on the first day for the second day. The Emes Amru, however, they said that memale isha kol akadera basar, that you could, if you have a package of meat, you could throw in the whole thing into the pan and you could cook it all together. Even if all you need is one of the pieces, you don't have to be so specific because it's not any added tircha by throwing it all into the pan. Similarly, a nachtim could fill up a whole entire pot with water and heat it up. Even though all he needs is one little cup of water, doesn't matter, there's no any added tircha by doing it in this way. Aval, however, but when it comes to baking challah, so then, being that each loaf is going to involve a separate act of baking it, of making it and putting it into the oven, so then already that's a separate act of tircha, so then you can't bake more than what you're planning on actually eating on that day of Yom Tov. Rashem ben Elazar in there. Hey, Rashi ben Elazar says that no, you could umamali isha kol atan rapas. You could do this, even though you don't have the heter of riboy b'shiurim that we've been discussing until now. But you have a different heter. The heter is b'pnei shapas nefes yafe b'zman shatan rmole. The one loaf that you're planning on eating, it will taste better if the oven is full of challah. That's the mitzvah, that challah tastes better when the oven is full. And therefore, even though you're only eating one loaf of bread, you could do that. You could bake all the bread because it's going to make your loaf taste better. So it's considered that you're baking all the bread. Let's say Yom Tov. And Amar Rava, that's the halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Yibaylu, they asked the Shailo, Mishle Aniach Eruvei Tavshilin. Let's say Avruvein, he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, and he needs food for Shabbos. So, who Nasar Vikim Chai Nasar? Do we say that he's Asar to cook, and also his food is not allowed to be cooked? Aydilma, who Nasar Ve'en Kim Chai Nasar? Or maybe no, he's Asar, but his ingredients, his Kemach that he has in the house, so that does not become Asar, Lamai Nafkamina, and what's the Nafkamina? Zaknu Ye Kim Chol Acher. He's gonna have to have Shimon come over and cook for him. The Shaila is does Reuven have to be Makne, his ingredients, to Shimon? Or could it remain in Reuven's possession? E Amrit, who Nasar Ve'en Kim Chai Nasar? If you say that Reuven's usher to cook, and also his kamach is usher to be cooked, so tzarech laknu yekim chay lacherim, he's going to have to be makneh to Shimon in order for Shimon to be allowed to cook it for him. However, v'yamret hu nasar v'en kim chay nasar, if you say that no, he becomes usher to cook, but his kamach doesn't, so then lo tzarech laknu yekim chay lacherim, so then he's not going to have to be makneh to Shimon. So my, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, it's a mefersha b'raisa. Tashema, mi shalei haniach eruvei tavshilin, Reuven forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. Harezeh lo yoyfe v'lo yavash v'lo yadmin. So he's not allowed to cook, he's not allowed to bake, he's not allowed to do atmana, lo yloy v'lo lacherim. He can't do it for himself. He cannot do these activities for someone else. And lo yacherim eifen v'vash l'n loy. Others are not allowed to bake or cook for him. So ketzad uwaiseh, so what's he going to do if he needs food for Shabbos? Makne kimchoy lacherim. He has to be makne his ingredients to Shimon, to someone else. And then v'eifen loy v'vash l'n loy. Then they could bake for him, then they could cook for him. So you see mefirsh in the braisa, shma mina hu nasar vikim chay nasar, shma mina, you see mefirsh that his kemach also becomes asar, and therefore for Shimon to be allowed to cook for him, Reuven's gonna have to be makne his ingredients to Shimon.